This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And now we have in the studio our next guest with us.
Yes.
You were going to say something, David. I can see you trying to say something.
Where was Katie Lang? We were busy talking. I know, but I didn't hear Katie.
She was very Elton heavy.
It was very Elton heavy. Elton, I get it, but, yeah. But no. Katie was popping in there every now and then.
Oh, yeah, little gasps of...
Might have to re-listen to that one again. You never know, I might play it again.
No, thanks.
He's a tough customer.
Oh, I know. He's this week, isn't he?
Yeah.
But more so than normal.
Yeah. But before David had a little go at you, Neil, you're going to say that we have our first guest in the studio today.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Ian. How did you know?
It's wild.
Why are you switched on?
Because I am sitting right across from them. We have Al Kossa in the studio, who is the artistic director of the Melbourne International Film Festival, which is back this year properly, and we're so excited about it.
And lovely to have you back in the studio, and congratulations, a new baby.
Yes, 4 months.
Yeah.
So
a boy or a girl?
A little boy named Eli.
Right.
Has a big sister who's three, so they're quite a double act, and we're getting into the new rhythms of that, but it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's wonderful to be back with you guys. It's the first time I've been live in a radio studio in what feels like an eternity, so I'm pretty excited myself.
Yeah.
And it's true, MIFF is back. We're back this August. We're pretty much taking over the month of August. We've got 18 days cinema, an overlap of 18 days digital at MIFF Play. We're going to the suburbs, we're going to the regions. It's our 70th anniversary, we're back in cinemas. Everything is happening this time around.
And your opening film is a queer film.
It's the most beautiful film. It's Goran Stolevski's Of an Age, Melbourne filmmaker, and it's also supported by the MIFF Premier Fund as well. Incredibly, it's not his first film for the year. It is, in fact, his second. His first was You Won't Be Alone, starring Noomi Rapace, and it was a gothic folklore, Eastern European, kind of with horror tinges and almost of a Terrence Malick kind of auteur.
So explain who he is.
Yeah.
Because he's a Melbourne lad, isn't he?
Yes, he's a Melbourne lad. He's an extraordinary filmmaker, film fan, cinephile. I think he's got over 10 kind of feature scripts ready to go. He's made about 20 short films. He's gone through Accelerator at MIFF. He's gone through a number of international settings with his shorts. And he's got two features this year, and he's just filming his third. So he's someone I think is, you know, having the year of years, the year which few filmmakers get to experience.
Yeah.
And I think it's destined for great things because, you know, he's delivered great things already this year. You Won't Be Alone was at Sundance, and it launched there to a pretty rapturous response.
Now, the interesting thing is that he was offered more money if it was an English-speaking film, but he won't. If he's in another country, he'll only release it in that country's language. Is that right?
Yeah, I think with his first film, he was offered more for an English language approach to the film, but he went for authentic language and subtitling, and I think took a lower budget, but, you know, has crafted something where it has that kind of authentic core of culture to it. And, you know, as I say, it's a film which is very much around horror and folkloric tinges, so it has the fantastical around it, but it feels just the most beautiful film. So that, yeah, had an extraordinary launch. It's been acquired for the world, and it's in, you know, in various states of theatrical release in different places. And his second film is the MIFF opening night film. It's called Of an Age. And you couldn't get a first and second film that would be more different. Absolutely not. This is a very localized hometown Melbourne kind of a film. And it's the story. Well, if you want to kind of sum it up in terms of the big feelings, then for me, it's about how time distorts our feeling of love and connection to one another. It's about two men who form this bond over the course of a day or so. They both have a woman who is in common to them. For one, it's his sister, and for the other, it's his dance partner. And the woman has wound up after a big night out, drunk on some beach in Melbourne. She's not even sure which one it is. And they're in a race against time to find her and to get to this dance competition before it's all too late. It's also a period piece in the 90s as well. And so during the course of that adventure, they form this kind of connection. And I won't give too much away, but the story moves and it moves on, and they are reconnected somewhere else much later and much, you know, later down the track. And the way that Goran pitched this in the concept docs was really like that kind of Wong Kar-wai, auteurist, very kind of beautiful voice, but applied to like Melbourne suburbia. And yeah, that's definitely what you get and what the sense of this film is. He's created something which is very intimate. A lot of it is shot in close-up, and there's this incredible kind of intimate world-building, I think, between the two characters. But it's also quite frenetic and funny and hilarious, but it lands in this place of kind of deeper longing and feeling. And I have to say, you know, all the MIFF staff, they just swooned over it. And I think audiences will do the same this time around.
Wow. Yeah. And so that's opening night, which yes, is the 4th?
That's right.
Right. Yep. Okay, yep. Brilliant. And is it just the one night, or will you be showing it?
We'll do repeats through the festival as well. Okay. So if you can't make it that night, there'll be other opportunities through. Yeah, it's a special film. We want as many people to see it as we can.
Yeah, we all want to see it. Hey, what else is a highlight, apart from the whole program?
Well, we've announced a few things so far. We've got our first glance out there. You can see it at miff.com.au, but we've announced around the first 40 titles. So that's a selection of Australian and international highlights, some of our schools, MIFF Schools program, one of our XR works, and our Premier Fund films for the year. There's a lot more still to come. The program will be back at full scale, so around 350 plus films. But in terms of other highlights, there's an extraordinary amount. I mean, one of my favorites that's been announced so far is Fire of Love, which is just the most beautiful documentary. The tagline for it is A Love Written in Lava, and it's about two volcanologists who have this beautiful lifelong relationship, and they become kind of almost purveyors of the final frontier of volcanology. And they have this extraordinary globe-trotting sort of existence inside volcanic craters all around the world. And they have an extraordinary archive of film and 16mm that kind of charts all their journey. They passed away. They passed away together. Oh. It's not a spoiler to say that. They did pass away during the course of an eruption.
Wow.
They had featured a little bit in Herzog's film Into the Inferno in recent years as well.
Right.
And so this is a feature-length documentary around them. It was one of the opening night films of Sundance this year. Miranda July narrates it, and Nicholas Godin from Air does the soundtrack as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
It has this real kind of character. Mm. And it's one of those films, because of the absolute beauty and otherworldliness of its archival materials and just walls of flame and lava surrounding this romantic relationship everywhere.
Terrifying stuff. I wouldn't get near it.
I know. Feet.
There's this scene where Maurice is the name of the guy, and he sits out onto an acid lake in a boat. Oh. And I was just like, that put me on edge straight away. But yeah, that's something to see on the extreme screen. I think this year, see it big and see it cinematic for sure. And we have our closing night film as well, which is another Melbourne film. I should say, one of the things we really wanted to do with MIFF this year, because it's our 70th anniversary.
Happy
MIFF
birthday.
Thank you. It's one of the longest running film festivals in the whole world outside of Europe.
Oh,
it originated,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It originated in Olinda back in the early 50s. Yeah. It's the Olinda Film Festival. And the thing with some anniversaries is that you tend to go a bit navel gazing and you tend to go a bit insular, and we're trying to kind of go the opposite route from that. So one of the defining things of what MIFF will be this year is basically a relationship between MIFF as the beating heart of Melbourne as one of the world's great creative cities. So that kind of connection between MIFF and Melbourne. So we've got a Melbourne on Film retrospective, which is a massive kind of thing. Our usual retros will usually be about 10 or 12 films in largest kind of delivery, but this is about 25, 30 films. And so it's restorations and iconic works of cinema and discoveries and rediscoverings and rarities and guests kind of brought back and filmmakers from other decades. And it traces portraits of Melbourne on screen back to the 1930s. We're also doing a book that kind of connects to it.
Oh, lovely.
So it's something that I think will be a deep dive for cinephiles, but something that will really hopefully reach out to a whole lot of people who are just excited to be back in the city and see some of the history of what our space on screen means in terms of Melbourne. And opening night film, very Melbourne. Closing night as a film as well is another great Melbourne, very localized story and a story I think many of your listeners, I think, will be aware of. It's the film Clean by Lachlan McLeod, and it follows the life, the extraordinary life of trauma cleaner Sandra Pankhurst, who is the subject of Sarah Krasenstein's book, The Trauma Cleaner,
right,
in recent years. And she has the most extraordinary life story. But outside of that, her team, it was just a film I was completely moved and touched by. Her team goes into spaces where there have been suicides or murders or extreme instances of hoarding or some pretty kind of dark stuff. But, you know, their part in everything is to clear those spaces and to sort of regain order and balance and help people there. And it feels like there could be a lot of darkness with this story, but not to be reductive about it, the thing that I really came away from this film is really being inspired and thinking about radical kindness and thinking about what that means in, I guess, a quote-unquote COVID recovery period when we're learning how to interact and how to care for each other again. And there was something that was really powerful and beautiful and especially as a Melbourne-made story, I think, too. So I hope people will come along and check that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, because it's such an interesting story because we're all a little bit guilty of hoarding the odd things and you look at it and go, am I going to be one of those people? and you know, like some of the extremes, there was a block of apartments on Canterbury Road and you could see that this apartment on the first floor was just floor to ceiling at the window, you know, was and it's been cleared. Obviously, the person must have left or had to leave. And you just thought, what was going on in there? You know, like it's a very, very strange world, isn't it?
And then there are these, hidden histories, which are kind of gently excavated.
Yeah.
And it's, as I say, it's a film about radical kindness and what could be more important at this time when we're coming back out into the world. Yeah,
fantastic. And docos with film festivals are such a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've announced some of those and there are more to come as well.
Oh, yeah. Why can't you tell us other stuff?
I'll run you through all 350.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you back just before it opens so we can find out more. Yeah.
Look, one of the highlights that we have announced so far is, again, it's a locally made doc. It's MIFF Premier Fund supported, and it's called Franklin. It's by Casimir Burgess, who's a local filmmaker, and he's got a great background across, you know, shorts before moving into fiction films like Fell and documentaries. He recently did The Lunar Fragments a few years back. And this is a film that has at its core the fight for the Franklin River. So it's this setting, which is, you know, a major kind of space of conflict in Australia's environmental struggles. But, you know, I think it's a really important film now in terms of showing that those battles can be fought and they can actually be won. And it's an incredible film of archival storytelling that really kind of traces that movement. It looks at the strategy and the scale and the passion behind it. And it's, again, it's something that is beautiful and cinematic and that traces a journey of the son of one of the original activists through people like Bob Brown, Dick Smith, David Bellamy are in there as well. But just the texture and the depths of the archival storytelling that are there and the beautiful natural spaces at a cinema scale, they're just gorgeous, gorgeous filmmaking. I think a lot of people will be touched by that film.
Sounds good. How can we find out more information?
Yeah, sure. So if you head to miff.com.au, that's miff.com.au, you'll be able to check through all of our first glance announcements at the moment. Opening night is on sale now. You can buy tickets now for that.
And those others that you've been speaking about and closing night as well? Is that
Not yet. They're upcoming. There's two things on sale at the moment. One is opening night and the other is a collaboration we have with Orchestra Victoria called Sounds of the Screen, which is an orchestral suite through a lot of Beautiful films that have been made in Victoria, as well as a tribute to Ballarat-born David Hirschfelder and a number of his works. So that'll be on Friday, 5th of August. It'll almost be a special event parallel to our Melbourne on Film, an expansion of kind of looking locally. And tickets for that are on sale as well. And everything else is coming pretty soon. And the full program announcement is coming pretty soon as well. That's Tuesday, 12th July.
12th, okay. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in. And wow, what a job you've got. And you're so passionate about it that you want to go and see everything you've talked about. But come back in just before it opens and tell us more.
Yeah, we'll have lots more pics. Yeah. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. We'll be talking to Al Costa here from Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.